The Renda and the Healy may be close to Nome by late tonight. From KNOM in Nome, Ben Matheson reports.
The two were 42 nautical miles southwest of Nome this afternoon, according to Vitus Marine CEO Mark Smith.
My expectation is that we'll arrive offshore tonight, probably give the crews a good rest, and at first light tomorrow begin our planning on just how we're going to place the ship.
Securing the ship in the shore fast ice for fueling operations is the next critical step.
There's been no problem having the Renda stick to the ice, so I think there's not a whole lot of concern, especially at these very frigid temperatures, that wherever we stop the Renda, we should see it refreeze into position within 3 hours.
The vessels today encountered less wind-induced ice pressure and easier moving, but there is more challenging ice ahead. Kathleen Cole from the National Weather Service Ice Desk says the vessels will soon encounter some of the thickest ice they've seen so far, with 80% estimated to be over 3 feet thick. Ice over 4 feet thick is possible as well, not including the ridges that could be thicker. But Cole says the majority of ice will be similar to what they've already seen.
Most of what they'll see will be in the 2 to 3 foot range, which is what they've been seeing. But we will have less dense ice, so the concentration of ice will be lower, which should give them room to maneuver.
Marine pilot Captain Carter Whalen is in daily communication with the Renda. He says the teamwork between the tanker and the icebreaker Healy has moved to a new level.
For lack of a better description, they've removed their training wheels, and both vessels are moving more effectively and efficiently as far as the timing and station keeping and management of ice and speed. Both vessels are progressing very well.
Just outside of the harbor entrance in Nome, crews smoothed out a wide area of rubbled ice for hose operations. According to John Catula, the manager of the Marine Vessel Section for the DEC.
Where there's some rough terrain that we're going to be smoothing down so that we can run the hose properly, and if there was some type of a problem and we developed a leak, that we'd be able to respond to that leak. So just getting all the final touches in place.
And in preparing to enforce the safety zone in place around the fuel transfer hose and the Renda, Nome Volunteer Fire Department personnel conducted snow machine and security training with the Coast Guard. That's to prepare for managing the crowds that come out to see the Renda. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Matheson.